Wow, have we got stuff to talk about this morning with Betsy Bodie. It's time for Forever Home. It's a weekly feature dedicated to helping shelter animals find their forever homes. And there is a lot to talk about because the hotly awaited brand new never-before-seen picture book by Dr. Seuss has been released this week, and it's called What Pet Should I Get? Betsy Bodie of Animal Allies joins us on the phone this morning. Betsy, Animal Allies has been helping people figure out what pet they should get for quite a while now. Are you as clever and rhymey as Dr. Seuss when you do it?
We are not as clever and rhymey, but we do use a color system, so we have that going for us. Yeah, the new Dr. Seuss book came out this week, and I have not had a chance to read it, but it is about little kids going to a pet store, and it's trying to decide what pet to get, and about their about how to make decisions. And we actually have a way to help people with that at Animal Allies, which is the Meet Your Match program. So if people are wondering which animal they should get, and it's more about which particular animal versus what species, but we have a survey that they can fill out that'll help guide them towards the personality of the pet that would be a good match for their household.
For example, I'm looking for a sofa spud. Because that's what I do at my house. I sit and I read, and I sit outside and I read, and I sit in a tent and I read. And so I don't need like a young golden retriever that needs to be walked and exercised, you know, 3-4 times a day. That would be a bad match.
Right. And so you would take a survey. You would probably then fall into the color purple, which is the more low-key, laid-back. And we also evaluate the animals. And there is actually a category called the couch potato. So that might be a good fit for somebody that's of your lifestyle.
Absolutely. So that's tons of fun. There's also a very wonderful / bittersweet event coming up this weekend. Not quite a year ago, we lost a very good friend, an employee at Animal Allies, and her family is doing something really remarkable in her memory. Talk about that.
Yes, you're right. Right around a year ago, we lost Kim Holland, and her family started a foundation in her honor, Kimberly's Cats and Dogs Foundation. And this weekend would have been her birthday and her one-year wedding anniversary. So there's going to be an event as a way for all of us to gather, but as a way to celebrate as well. And so we're going to be doing adoptions at their farm and a lot of other fun activities that are going to be going on as well. Bocce ball and the Zoomobile and an Italian feast and all sorts of fun and kids' games and activities. So there's more information on our website or our Facebook page, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope to adopt out a lot of cats this weekend.
And we'll also get a link set up on our webpage so folks can learn more about the new foundation, Kimberly's Cats and Dogs. Betsy, thanks a million for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You can see photos of only four of the many animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Just go online to KUMD.org and navigate yourself down to Forever Home. Read the stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.